Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pico Stanis. This is episode 80, season 4. And today's date is November 23rd, 2021. And I have a special episode today. I will discuss my Thanksgiving memories in Chicago in the 1970s and 80s. And it should be interesting. And right now, the program will go into commercial, and this program is brought to you by Butterball Turkey. And this is a very funny commercial. I remember watching this when I was little. No, I was little. I was in my 20s. Sorry about that. This commercial came out in 1984-85, around there. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Remember, Harry, it's Marion's first holiday turkey. Not a word if it's dry.
Do I have to eat the turkey if it's dry?
Uh-huh.
It's her first turkey.
It won't be juicy.
What they don't know is Marion's first turkey is America's first turkey, Butterball. It's always juicy because it's specially deep-basted, so every slice is moist and tender.
Mmm, juicy turkey, Marion.
I knew it would be.
America's first turkey, Butterball, also available fresh.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. Like I said earlier, it's a very funny commercial where I think this happens to a lot of people. It hasn't happened to me that you are invited to someone's house and you expect to have a wonderful, delicious meal, but sometimes it doesn't turn out that way because either the turkey is dry, the person who's cooking is a lousy cook, and you have to put up with that. And then when they when your relatives arrive, or when you arrive, and you know, you have to lie through your teeth and tell them that that's what that old lady did in the commercial. So I don't know, it's still funny. I love that commercial. I remember watching that during the 80s prime time. I used to watch a lot of shows, for example, like on the prime time soaps, Dynasty and Hotel, and also on Channel 5 on NBC, like The Cosby Show, The Family Ties, and Night Court, and Cheers, you know, which reminds me, the Cheers had a famous Thanksgiving episode where everyone's invited to, I forgot whose house it is. I think Carl's house, and then they all had a food fight at the end. It was disgusting. Yuck. People like, I don't know, I didn't care for that episode, but people loved it. But I will go into more classic television around Thanksgiving about my memories later on. Okay, first off, this episode will be about my Thanksgiving memories in Chicago when I was little, when I was growing up. And I'll give you a few things that I remember. Some have that would be very nice, and I think people would relate what I'm talking about. First off, when my parents got married in Greece, they came here in 1962. My father was here 10 years earlier. That's a long story. I won't go into that. My mother had her first Thanksgiving here in Chicago. She arrived here in September, and she stayed with my father's aunt. And she explained to her that we celebrate Thanksgiving. My mom had no idea. They never celebrated in Greece. She had no clue. And she was, you know, somewhat bewildered, but very intrigued. So anyway, she, my great aunt taught her, and she showed her how to cook the turkey. They did the, you know, how to make stuffing, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, a cranberry sauce. Some of my helped out, and she enjoyed it. She loved it. And, you know, the recipe that my granddad makes, my mom still makes it to this day. It's still the same, and it's still delicious, you know. You know, roast turkey. You know, in the old days, they basted it with a lot of butter. I don't know if a lot of people do that. It's kind of not very healthy, but tasty. And so every Thanksgiving, my mom makes a turkey, and for the stuffing, she uses chestnuts and ground beef, and it's delicious. But some people don't want beef. They either have sausages, oysters, or bread, even apples and raisins, make it sweet. Everyone has a different recipe. Like the I've tried with bread and sausages, I tried, it's very good. Oysters, no, I'm not a seafood fan. I don't care for that. Ugh. And so my mom has been cooking like that ever since. She will this Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. We never been invited. We've always had it at home. My father, when he was alive, he always said he never liked other people's cooking. He never liked going there because his, I don't know, he wanted to spend his time with his family because he worked at night at the Conrad Hilton. He was a waiter at room service, and he always, luckily, he had Wednesdays and Thursdays off. He always worked weekends. I never saw him. And he loved Thanksgiving. He loved to be with us, and it was very sweet. It did that. And didn't, like I said before, he never liked to go other people. He didn't mind people coming over. We didn't have, we didn't have many relatives coming over. That's a long story. I won't go into that. But there were a couple times we went to other people's house. It was nice, but it's like it's weird, because people have their own ways of preparing it, the meal. Some people have the turkey. Some people slice a turkey before, and then when they put it on the table in the center, in the center, it's all sliced and chopped up. Doesn't look like a turkey. It doesn't look picturesque. I don't know, but so anyway, my mom bought her turkeys, since the 60s, and she always told me what store she always bought them, and that was either at Hilo Foods. That was a grocery chain. Most older people remember that. There was one near our house when we lived in South Shore. It was on 75th Street and South Exchange, right east of Walgreens. She also bought it at National. There was a National Foods. They were there for quite a while. When we moved to Roseland, in the early 70s, she bought it at A&P. Yeah, she bought it. It was not too far from the house. Gately's People Store had a grocery store, but I don't think she bought a turkey there. She might have. I don't know. I have to check with her. But I think she bought it at A&P. The Jewel was kind of far away from the where we lived. And that's good. And then when we moved to Ashburn in 1974 in September, there was a National at Ford City Mall, but then it closed almost immediately there. And then, but there was a Jewel there at the mall. And next door was Turnstile. I remember that. And she always bought her turkeys there. And Dominic's, we didn't have a Dominic's until probably in the late 70s. I remember because I applied for a job there. And that was another story. I discussed that. Also, she also shopped at a store called Colony Foods. And that was in Hometown, Illinois. It was on 87th Street and Southwest Highway. It used to be a Hilo. And that store was, it was a very good store. It was independently owned. And she loved the meat there, the poultry. And she bought the turkeys there, And there was also a Jewel in 84th and Pulaski, right across the street from Video Next, and next to Angie's Pizza, Video Next Pizza, that is, And right now it's a CVS. It used to be a, and she always bought, like I said before, she always bought them. So, today she buys them at just at neighborhood stores. Sometimes she finds them at Jewel. It depends what is available, how many pounds. Right now, it's just the three of us. My brother isn't here. He's in California. He can't come because he's a little under the weather. And it's hard for him to come here because he has to connect through another flight and he has to return. And it's a hassle. I wish he would come like that. But it does come at Christmas or spring break. But in Christmas time, he wants a turkey. So we have turkey again, which is fine, He stays through that, but I don't think he'll come this year because we have the mask mandate and the COVID, and it's horrendous. And so that's, we always have a great meal. I will take a photo of it this year. I did last year. And this will be a special Thanksgiving because I was declared cancer-free on October 27th. And by that time, on the 25th, it will be 1 month that I'm free from prostate cancer, and it's going to be a wonderful celebration. It'll be the three of us, which is fine with me, and we'll have the usual food, stuffed turkey, chestnuts, you know, with ground beef, sweet potatoes. My mom makes Greek style potatoes. How do you like that? There's one Greek thing over there, Greek item that is, that's going to be served, and cranberry sauce out of the can. My mom doesn't like, I don't like the lumpy stuff at the homemade. My mom doesn't know how to make it, so don't bother. And we have that. And for dessert, you know, for pies, we always have a pumpkin pie. My mom doesn't like pumpkin. She doesn't care for it. Some people don't like it either. They either have apple or pecan. And this time she bought my mom bought a frozen lemon pie. I love lemon meringue. So that'd be good. That'd be interesting. And, you know, we usually eat at 6, but some people eat at noon, 1, 2, 3, depending. You know, but when you eat early around 1 or 2, you eat fine, but then people get hungry later on and they want to nibble. So that doesn't work out for us, you know. But it's hard, you know, for some people because you got to wait till 6 o'clock to serve and you're starving. But luckily we have a good lunch, so that helps, you know. And I do help my mom out, you know, with the cooking, you know, preparing. She can't do it all. It's a lot of work. I mean, I thank all the women and guys that cook this meal. I clap my hands for them. It is time-consuming, very time-consuming indeed, you know, to do that. And, yeah, so we'll see. I'll take a photo of that, and I'll post it on my social media accounts. Should be nice. Anyway, other memories of Thanksgiving Day is when you get up in the morning, and this is true to today, they always have parades. For example, the Thanksgiving Day parade, which is Macy's, and that's been on TV for a long, long time. They've had this parade, I don't know, forever. And they always have it on Channel 5 on WMAQ TV, NBC. You know, I don't watch it much. It's nice and all that. But sometimes in Chicago, they had their local parades, you know, and they did that for a while. And I remember watching Ringmaster Ned Block hosted it one time. And he also had Mary D. There was a time they hosted together, and they always had they broadcasted it on television. You know, then they stopped, then they resumed it again. This year they will have it. They will have the Thanksgiving Day Parade on State Street. They didn't have it yet last year because of all the chaos and, you know, COVID. So maybe I'll watch it. We'll see. But it's not on regular television. You have to go through some strange channel. I don't know why. Anyway, you know, watching television Thanksgiving Day consists of just parades and football. I'm not a football fan, so that's great. If you are, you know, usually the Chicago Bears play and other football teams too. So that is traditional, you know, that's great and all that. For the past few years, they showed the International Dog Show, and I look forward to that. I like that. I'd rather watch that than the football. You know, it's very interesting. So I'll probably record it on the DVR and watch the show later on or during the day. We'll see. Also, at night, they had regular special programming or, you know, just reruns of television shows. Channel 9 used to do that a lot. Even probably on that day or even before that, I remember watching Thanksgiving theme TV shows, you know, episodes. And I remember a few from the top of my head that I remembered when I was growing up. One was for Bewitched. They had a Thanksgiving episode where Aunt Clara transported everybody back to Plymouth Rock, even with glass crabs. It was hilarious. And it's still a funny show. And, also, another, there was a That Girl episode. I remember that. And also, a funny one was, a couple more. It was The Brady Bunch. And it wasn't really a Thanksgiving episode. It was Greg Brady making a movie about the Pilgrims. So that was a Thanksgiving thing, which is funny. Also, there was The Munsters, where Herman Munster wanted to go to a reunion for his military outfit. And he gained weight. And he's trying to lose weight. But the thing is, the day after the reunion is scheduled the day after Thanksgiving, and that did it. He he couldn't take it anymore, and he was strapped in the basement. Grandpa did that, and he got loose because he was watching television. They showed these, and they showed a Thanksgiving program. He freaked out, broke out of his straps, left the house, and then he barged into some random house and started eating their Thanksgiving dinner. It was hilarious. I love that episode. It's funny. Other TV shows was A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That is shown every year, ever since it premiered on CBS, WBBM TV, Channel 2, on November 20th, 1973. I remember watching the first time, and it was it's a very funny show, very funny episode, and had Charlie Brown and the gang. Lucy, you know, was not featured much in the episode, probably in the beginning, Linus's sister. And I remember that Peppermint Patty called Charlie Brown. She called him Chuck. She just barged in and said, we're coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. She didn't even bother asking. That's how some people are that I know. And he was in the, but Charlie Brown said he was going to his grandma's house. But then he tried to work something out. So Snoopy and Woodstock cook a Thanksgiving dinner. But they didn't know how to make turkey. So they made sliced toast, popcorn, jelly beans, pretzels. When everyone, and then Peppermint Patty invited Marcy and the other people, and they came there, and she was ranting and raving, found out that she was expecting turkey, and they didn't have that. And so Charlie Brown suggested that, his grandmother called and said, and they invited everybody to her house to go for Thanksgiving. Snoopy stayed behind with Woodstock, and they did cook a Thanksgiving meal with the both of them. Go figure it out. I love that. It's great. You know, and they show it every year. They don't show it on TV anymore now. You have to watch it on PBS. You know, they should show it on ABC, but I don't know. It's owned by Apple TV and whatnot. It's kind of silly. Another animated show a lot of people don't remember is called The Mouse and the Mayflower. It was a Thanksgiving special. It was created by Rankin Bass Productions. You probably know them. They did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. They were responsible for that. That aired in November 23rd, 1968. And it's about a church mouse named Willem who is discovered on the Mayflower. And Tennessee Ernie Ford did the voice. And he narrated the show. I remember watching this special when I was very little. I watched it about twice. But they don't show it on TV anymore. I don't know why. That's kind of sad. And it's not on DVD. You know, so I was hoping they will. You never know. But there might be bootleg somewhere. If there is, I'll go get one. You know, that would be kind of nice. We'll see about that. You know, so as I got older, I appreciate Thanksgiving more. You know, my mom still cooked every year for that holiday, and I remember watching television shows. Like I mentioned before, there were more Thanksgiving theme songs later on. Like I mentioned Cheers, or there was Night Court, or other shows like that. And so it's now there's more than ever. There really is, And so everyone has their own preference of what to do on Thanksgiving Day. But mine is just helping out with my mother or watching other shows or besides football. You know, my brother watches that, so that's fine. And we don't have company over, just like I said. But if we do, that keeps us busy. But it's nice to have people over. It really is. You know, family. You know, we had that a couple of times. It wasn't family. We invited a friend of my mom's one time before she passed away. We never go anywhere else. So that's how it is. So this will be a very short episode. So that'd be all for today for episode 80 of Vanishing Commonwealth Stories, the podcast of my Thanksgiving memories in Chicago in the 70s and 80s. But I will post this on my social media accounts, and then I will add the comment. You know, if you'd like to comment on your favorite Thanksgiving memory of growing up, please do. I will post this on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. It will be on Instagram. Also, the episode will be on all my, not mine, but podcast apps. So you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere, any app you could find. It'll also be on my YouTube channel. It's under Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. It's on the YouTube. So you can listen to that once. It probably will be uploaded later on today. So just look for it. Okay. So I won't do another podcast until probably Saturday, you know, because I want to enjoy the holiday with my family. And like I said before, this will be special, you know, because I'm very blessed to be alive and healthy. I'm so excited, you know, to be with them, you know, to celebrate my good news of my cancer-free diagnosis. Not diagnosis, but I was declared. I'm sorry I'm rambling, but, you know, it's Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. Christmas is my favorite, my very favorite, but Thanksgiving is second. A lot of people say that Halloween is important. I mean, yeah, it's fun, but it's not for me. That's something else. Okay, so this is Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and so please tune in on Saturday for the next episode, and thank you for listening for me, and happy Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone have a wonderful holiday. Okay, and here's bye-bye from me, and here's bye-bye now from Ray Rayner. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.